From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, September 17th. Residents can learn about several county-funded programs addressing homelessness and mental health tomorrow. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
This month's public meeting with Butte County's Behavioral Health Advisory Board will include a presentation on the progress of the Iverson Wellness and Recovery Center. This program offers peer support for those dealing with substance use and other challenges. The county's behavioral health director will also give updates on other programs. He told NSPR the meetings are an opportunity for residents to learn more about what's being done to address mental health in the county and ask questions directly. The meeting is at 3 p.m. Those interested can attend virtually or in person at the Chico Youth Center. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
North State residents affected by the Park, Thompson, and Gold Complex fires are eligible for some extra assistance with their Pacific Gas and Electric bills. PG&E said it won't disconnect service for residents affected by those disasters who haven't paid their bills. It also said residents can sign up for payment plans. Any customer in good standing can sign up, but fire-impacted customers can enroll in a plan over a longer term and will have more flexibility if they miss a payment. Customers will also not be charged for any use while their homes or businesses could not be occupied due to those fires. And an upcoming hearing on the future of the Warren v. Chico settlement agreement may be rescheduled. This comes after the city of Chico filed a motion in federal court asking that it be excused from certain provisions under the agreement, which governs how it responds to homelessness and camping in public spaces. The city said Monday afternoon it received an email from the U.S. District Court notifying it that its October 15th hearing will be rescheduled, only if the court determines a need to hear oral arguments in the case. A judge is able to make a final decision based on written arguments and may do so without rescheduling the hearing. And earlier this month, the EPA recommended that an abandoned mine in Shasta County be designated as an EPA Superfund site. NSPR's Ken Duvall says last week that mine was officially put on the list.
The Afterthought Mine is located 25 miles east of Redding. It's been leaking toxic amounts of pure acid into a tributary of the Sacramento River for decades. And dissolved metals like copper, cadmium, zinc, and lead are adding additional toxic material. According to reporting by the Redding Record Searchlight, an EPA official estimates the outflow to be as high as 250 gallons per minute. An analysis of sediments taken from the creek showed toxic metal levels as much as 1,200 times higher than California's water quality designation for acute risk. The official told the paper that the agency will spend several years developing a cleanup plan before remediation work begins, but he said the effort could be ongoing for hundreds of years because the acid will continue to leach from the mine. Cleanup costs will be undertaken by taxpayers. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Colusa County residents will be able to get free flu shots through the end of October. The Colusa County Health and Human Services Department announced yesterday that it's hosting the clinics ahead of the winter months when flu season ramps up. The shots are available to those 12 years and older. They're especially beneficial to older adults and those with chronic health conditions who may be at a greater risk for complications from the flu. Clinics will be held in 7 communities in the county. The first will be at the Maxwell Library on October 3rd. Also, Monday marked 10 years since California implemented legislation to protect the state's groundwater. The Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA, aims to protect groundwater by addressing the overpumping of aquifers. More than 85% of Californians rely on groundwater for their drinking water. Across California, as well as in the North State, thousands of people have reported their wells going dry since the state began collecting data. SGMA is meant to address the issue in part by requiring local governments to create long-term plans to protect groundwater for residents. And the November 5th election is coming up, and Californians will be getting their vote-by-mail ballot soon. County election offices will begin mailing ballots on October 7th to registered voters at their address on file. That's according to the Secretary of State's office. If that information has changed, voters must update their address. Residents can contact their local elections office to verify their registration, address, and party affiliation. Vote-by-mail ballots must be postmarked on or before Election Day and received by November 12th. In other news, the rising number of California homeowners being dropped by insurance companies for fire coverage has prompted the Placer County Board of Supervisors to approve an emergency resolution.
It's truly, truly a crisis.
Supervisor Cindy Gustafson.
Placer County, we believe, is the top county in the state for non-renewals. For 2020, 21, and 22, over 45,000 homeowners lost or non-renewed.
The resolution urges Governor Gavin Newsom to declare a state of emergency. It also asks the state insurance commissioner to take immediate legislative action to strengthen and stabilize California's marketplace for homeowners insurance and commercial property insurance. Companies like State Farm and Allstate cite increased wildfire risk and high regulatory costs as reasons for pulling out of California. And finally, state energy officials warn Californians will soon see higher gas prices during another annual cost spike. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Officials with the Department of Petroleum Market Oversight expect gas prices to spike this month, especially in Northern California. This is due to oil refinery maintenance, which slows production and makes gas less available. Department Director Ty Milder says crude oil prices are decreasing, so gas should be cheaper to produce. But dwindling fuel inventories are having the reverse effect.
This is basic supply and demand. We're losing supply, and this happens in a pattern. It's happened the last 3 years around this time, when there's strong demand. And so the prices go up.
This warning from the Oversight Department comes just as the Assembly prepares to consider Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal aimed at lowering gas prices. It would require oil refiners to keep a minimum inventory of fuel to prevent shortages and ultimately cost increases. Milder says the department supports the plan, but some Republican lawmakers, like Assemblymember Joe Patterson of Roseville, say price spikes are a result of California's overregulation, not price gouging. He thinks his constituents feel the same.
They don't blame the oil companies because they know it's a result of our taxes and our policies in California.
Assembly lawmakers are scheduled to begin hearings on the proposal later this week. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, September 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.